Okay, everybody. My name is Producer, and today we're going to play a game. And the game, it goes a little bit like this, and it's going to drive you insane. What we're trying to do is make rhymes. Rhymes are words that rhyme. Yeah, sometimes we're going to rhyme with rhyme, and that's fine. You see, I am a frog, and I like to produce. I don't keep it too tight, I keep it loose. I'm usually not on the microphone, because not the bumper car doesn't always like to give a dog a bounce.
Excuse me, what are you doing, Producer? You doing that rhyme thing that you was talking about the other day? Because that wasn't approved. We weren't supposed. You just recorded like a minute of that.
Well, it was kind of fun, and I was kind of doing a test, and maybe my flipper hit the record button at the same time as well. But it's, you know, you don't have to keep it or anything, like, you know, unless you want to.
Nah.
It's hard to tell.
Nah, I'm saying no.
Shaking your head no.
I'm saying no, too.
You don't want to get rid of it?
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to get rid of it because it's... I mean, I haven't listened to it, but I'm assuming it's... And this is not any slight against you, but I'm assuming it's not very good, if you understand, if you catch my drift. Drift. That's weird. That's a word. I just said it and it doesn't sound drift.
No, it's drift.
Drift.
Yeah.
Drift?
You got it.
So I think I'm saying it right. Drift.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's drift. And I understand that's, you know, that's got a word. There's a definition that defines a word when it sounds. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Does it sound incorrect when you're trying to say it?
No,
or does it not sound correct when you don't? Try
so
to say it.
Here's a thing that I guess I'm a little bit upset about now is I was doing a pretty good little rhyme game earlier, and now you guys are just in here kind of talking gibberish,
nah.
If I'm to be completely honest.
Nah, here's the thing is we ain't talking gibberish. I got a word stuck in my craw, as it were, and it was drift. And it didn't sound right, and now even saying it, I feel like it does sound better. So I don't know, you know, this is, I had a little issue with a word, not with you, not with nothing.
Yo ho! Hi everybody, it's me, Robot. I haven't been around in a long time.
Whoa! Hey, Robot. Man, everybody's here. We got Producer over there.
Yeah, hello, Natty.
We got Rufus T. Rufus.
Yeah.
Aloysius. What's up, my man?
Overmodulating.
And Robot. Wow. And me, Natty Bumper Car.
Yay.
That's bananas.
Yay.
What a fun, packed room we got.
Well, it's packed. I don't know if it's very fun or not.
Can you tell him not to come in here and start trouble immediately, Bumper Car? He hasn't been on the show in forever, and I don't want him just coming in and causing strife and whatnot.
Well, yeah, but I should point out to you that you're the one who came in when I was trying to record the rhyme game.
Oh, you're doing the rhyme game? That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're trying to do it, just like we talked about in the meeting.
Cool, that's awesome.
Yeah. The pig Aloysius came in and he said, no rhyming, you can't record this, this is not good, and all this stuff. And I was like, well, okay, you know, I thought I was just doing my job here. I didn't know I was going to get yelled at, okay?
Now, I don't know if anybody's yelling at anyone, but I know that we do not have a human resources department, so I will be handling any of those issues. Just funnel them through me.
You're just trying to build up your hours so you can charge us, right?
Wait a minute, he charges us money for the hours?
Well, of course, I mean, a man does have to eat, you understand? And I'm not just sustaining myself on air and sunshine. I'm a living, breathing human being who needs to enjoy his repast every so often to have a bit of an entertainment light. I have a roof over my head. I got bills to pay.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry that I missed out on the rhyme game. Can we start it back up, or what are we gonna? What's the deal here? Like, what's the plan? Are we gonna just scrap the first time? Are we gonna start it over?
I vote that we scrap, but you know, you guys never listen to me.
I vote that we clap our hands, everybody, and everybody clap their hands. If we're all in line and we're doing just fine, let's everybody clap your hands. Let's go.
Natty B, I'm in the place to be, and I love my life, and I love to party.
Aloysius, I make amazing dishes. I also fulfill crazy wishes.
Rufus T. Rufus, I'm a lawyer, son. Ain't never a case that I ain't never won. Like to relax, I like to have fun, and I like to marinate up under the sun.
And I'm robot, not a robot. I don't like waffles, but I love donuts.
Did you just rhyme robot with donut? Cause...
go nuts for donuts. We go nuts here all the time.
We go nuts for donuts, and we slang our silly rhymes.
We go nuts for donuts, and this rhyme is sublime.
I mean, I guess that's pretty good. I could take that back into the lab and, you know, throw some funky beats onto it and maybe, like, a little bit of, you know, studio magic, as we call it, just to make it, it's really good, but it could be a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way this episode started with the little rhyme game, I wasn't expecting a hot jam of the summer to come out, but here we are. Who knew, right? It's like, it's unexpected, that's for sure.
Now, Natty, if this little song is in the episode, do we have to change the category of the podcast from improvisation over to musicality or any such thing as that? Or can we just be as we be?
I don't know. I think we can just, no, we just leave everything the same because that would confuse things and mess things up even more. Ooh, speaking of podcasts, the Apple, where our, like, whatever it's called, podcasts? Is it called Apple Podcasts? I don't know. But they did a thing this week where they're, like, adding all kinds of wacky stuff on their podcast platform. And they're like, you can charge for podcasts. And I was like, I don't want to do that. But it's kind of neat. Oh, speaking of, I know we keep mentioning this, but it's there. Natty Bumper Car, no wait, patreon.com/nattybumpercar. We got our first Patreon this week, and I just can't even thank her enough. Although I did thank her, but it's so, so nice. And I forget what tier she is, and I forget if I'm allowed to say her name, so I have to look into that, because that's the cool thing with Patreon, is if you join at different levels, you get stuff. So I have to put like a package together to mail to her. And also, we're trying to revive the mailing list. Why? I don't know. It's just a cool, fun thing to do. I like interacting with you guys, and I miss the world. And so I think I'm just desperate to communicate in any way I possibly can. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Carrier pigeon? I can do that. Mailing list? Sure. Blog post? That seems like a lot of work. A lot of words. These days when I write stuff, little secret, I've figured out how, with my computer, how I can actually push a button twice. It's a button that says FN. And if I put FN, boop, boop, then it listens to me and there's like a little microphone and it will transcribe the words that are coming out of my mouth. So what I mean is like it takes the words and it types them when I don't even have to type. And it's so fun because I can be like, I went to the store the other day, comma, and bought some peanut butter, exclamation point, and it'll do those things, because I live in the future, a very lazy future, where I don't even feel like tapping on the keys.
Now that's a wonderful future. I feel like I could save some money around the office. I could maybe get rid of Eunice, for instance. She's been working for me, and, you know, it's... Nah, I guess I should keep her on. She keeps all the books tight. And I don't know why I even thought about it, because she does everything. She's a wonderful employee. Eunice, I hope you're not listening to this. Please don't leave. The whole offer would fall to pieces if you left.
Yep, big shout out to Eunice over there. Taking care of things like it's a job.
Actually, I think it is her job, is what he was just saying. I'm gonna go now because I actually have to go do my job, which is to produce this podcast. But thanks for rhyming, everybody. It was a lot of fun. I am producer. All
right.
I'll see you later.
Later, McAlligator.
Producer eats flies and calls them mashed potatoes.
I fell off my board because I thought I was a skater. This podcast is over. See you later, bumper podcasteers.
Yeah, see you later.
Oh, boy.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.